Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ibrahim. There's just one text which is reported in this regard with two different chains of narration, and both these texts are reported, of course the text is the same, but both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, or allegedly reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The text reads, one of the texts is found in Al-Wasil, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is found in Salibi's Tafsir. So I'll read out the text before you before I comment on its chain of narration. The words are, Man qara surat Ibrahim, u'tiya min al-ajri ashr hasanatin bi'adadi kulli man abad al-asnam wa'adadi man lam ya'abud. Which means that the person who recites Surah Ibrahim, then he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds for every person who worshipped an idol, and for every person who did not worship an idol. So for each of these categories, for each of these people, for each of these persons, that person shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. I should like to point this out at the outset, that this narrative is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and therefore it has absolutely no basis. And the reason for perhaps for this view of Hafiz ibn Hajar is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following details from various Rijal authorities in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that Salam is Laysa Bishay, and at another place his words are Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's Laysa Bihujjah, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghairu Siqa, and Abu Zurra and Abu Hatim say that he's Za'if. Similarly, Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And another comment of Imam Nasai is that he is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu. And Abul Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Za'iful Hadith Jiddan. And another comment of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is Kazzab, that he is a liar. So we can see from these details why Hafiz ibn Hajar says that this narrative is concocted. The same two narrators, Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, they exist in the chain of narration which is recorded by Salibi in his Tafsir. So there is no reason why that we should not regard that narrative to be concocted as well. So all in all, we have to disregard this narrative because it has absolutely no basis. It is concocted, it is fabricated, people have made it up and falsely ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as reaping the blessings of Asura is concerned, I continue to point this out, and I will point out this out again, that the best way to do this is to understand the surah, and that can only be done if we read it with a good translation if we do not understand the Arabic. We must read it with a good translation. We should try to understand it. We should try to decipher the message it has for us and also try to spread that message. أَكُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ